This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Cleared of any wrongdoing, the What's Upstream campaign, supported by federal funds, could soon resume its attack on farming in Washington state. Safe Family Farming's Gerald Barron says the motives behind the attacks are all about money.
This isn't about environmentalism. If it was, they would be supportive of farming and all the changes that are being made toward a better conservation, just as you said. It's about making money for them. It's about raising money. These environmental groups have to constantly find new targets in order to keep the flow of dollars streaming into their coffers in order to keep their jobs. This is about jobs and it's about money.
Barron says the groups are constantly looking for new targets.
And the way they do that is by creating the evils, the boogeymen, the bad actors, the bad people. And right now, some of these groups are targeting agriculture, but it's a fundraising scheme. And it's clear when you see how their measures are actually harmful of the environment rather than beneficial to it. So it's something that we really need to be doing a lot better job of showing. They don't have the pure motives, and they like to, say farmers are all about profits. Well, that's not the case. And so that's one of the jobs that we really need to do here with Safe Family Farming.
Barron says they will continue to fight to try and find a way to remove this dangerous loophole, but still no word on who President Trump's new EPA administrator might be.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.